Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, June 21st, 2013. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and let's talk movies. Last week at the box office, Man of Steel topped everybody by a long shot with $116.6 million. Number two was This Is the End, $20.7 million. Now You See Me was number three with $11 million. Fast and Furious 6, number four, with $9.6 million, and The Purge rounded out the top five with $8.3 million. New this week, World War Z, Pixar's Monsters University, The Bling Ring, and others in limited release. I saw This Is the End last week, and I rather liked it. In delay news, because there's a lot of delay news this week, Jurassic Park 4 got bumped to 2015 because apparently somebody bought a calendar and realized it's not going to get done by next year. 2015 is also home to Avengers 2 and the fifth Pirates movie, and if you believe in life after love, Star Wars 7 and the final Hunger Games movie. Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, got pushed to August 2014. It was originally August 2013. Independence Day 2 is also now scheduled for July 3rd, 2015. Basically, it looks like 2015 is going to be the biggest blockbuster summer crazy pants movie year in a while. Prometheus 2 has a writer. His name is Jack Paglen. The Highlander remake with Ryan Reynolds is now the Highlander remake without Ryan Reynolds. No new casting replacement has been made. Sam Taylor Johnson has been hired to direct the 50 Shades of Grey movie, which I assume will be criticized for both too much and not enough sexual activity at the same time. A Dumb and Dumber sequel is now confirmed to be in the works. Again. According to Variety, Disney now owns 80% of the licensed entertainment franchise category. Star Wars, Disney Princesses, Pixar, Marvel, and more. It all kind of makes sense. Robert Downey Jr. signed on for Avengers 2 and Avengers 3, like everyone thought they were going to do. Actor James Gandolfini died this week. He was 51. As of Friday morning, it was confirmed to be a heart attack.
On sale at Entertainment Earth.
Statues That Rock are on sale. Buy two Knucklebone statues and get a third free. Jimi Hendrix, Freddie Mercury, The Beatles. It's a great time to boost your collection at prices that can't be beat. Also, R-rated Talking Ted plushes are in stock for a limited time. That time is limited until they sell out again, which could be any time between 5 minutes and a week. So check those out. In toy news, the sound you're hearing under this may be my air conditioning. Sorry about that. It usually doesn't go on. In other news, that is actual news, Entertainment Earth posted pictures of the Ultimate Spider-Man All-Stars Action Figures Wave 2 case, which has two new figures which surprisingly share a new action figure sculpt. Iron Spider Armor, that's the name, has a yellow spider, a web shield, and a Tony Stark-inspired red and gold costume. Web Strike Spider-Man has the recycled web from a previous wave of figures around 2010, and the same new sculpt as Iron Spider, but it has the Ben Reilly deco with the different wrist launchers and a gray plastic spider accessory. They're due around July. The case also includes Night Mission Spider-Man and Crime Fightin', no G, Spider-Man. The blue Night Mission Spider-Man is one of my favorite figures of the year. He's been on my desk for weeks, if not months. He's great. A series of reveals for Star Wars The Black Series Greedo will be exclusively at Entertainment Earth. We are showing concept art, scrap, and notes from the creators, so you get a real behind-the-scenes look at this new 6-inch figure leading up to the reveal of the actual figure very soon. I have not actually seen the actual figure yet, but the reveals are real exciting, let me tell you. I can't wait to see how the final thing looks. Doctor Who, First and 11th Doctor, 8-inch action figures in a tin tote are the Comic-Con exclusive for 2013 for Biff Bang Pow. It comes in a lunchbox, and you get the First Doctor and the Latest Doctor, but not the 12th Doctor because we don't know who he is yet. Regular Show and Adventure Time will also receive tin tote exclusives at Biff Bang Pow. Each one will include a travel mug and four coasters. They are quite snazzy, and the artwork is very nice, so be sure to check those out. New pre-orders at Entertainment Earth include the Predator Series 10 action figure set. These are based on the mid to late 1990s action figures from Kenner, including the Hive Wars Warrior Predator, the Nightstorm Predator, and the Lava Planet Predator. They are great. We put up a bunch of Russian and fully licensed model kits from, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Zvezda models. Disney's planes and Pixar's cars are being rendered in model kits. They're neat. They're worth a look if you like unusual imports. And I don't know how to say this other than to say it. I don't really ever see Russian licensed character merchandise. It's just not something that comes up very much. I mean, how many times have you seen Russian packaged toys from the 1980s? Oh, sure, maybe you've seen Japanese G.I. Joes or British Action Force or something like that, but Russian anything? Never. So this is really kind of cool and an unusual thing, at least in terms of packaging and whatnot. I really haven't seen anything like this that often. This might be like the third Russian action figure thing I've seen. Anyway, Anchorman, Channel 4, KVWN, San Diego, Dodge Van is coming out as a 1/64 scale die-cast vehicle. You can check it out on their website. Godzilla Wave 5 collectible 6-inch action figures will include King Caesar and two flavors of Godzilla, rendered in soft vinyl. I saw these at Toy Fair, and they look great. King Caesar in particular, much higher detail than your usual Godzilla figures from Bandai. It's great. Breaking Bad, Walter White Previews exclusive blue hazmat suit action figures are coming and available for pre-order now, because that is why we are talking about them. Hundreds of new items had pictures added this week, and you can find those on our website. We're also adding new stuff every day. I just got an email from a company that you guys all love about a new wave of an action figure line that I can't talk about until the 26th. So I guess keep an eye on our website on June 26th, and you're going to see a bunch of new stuff, that some of which you know about, some of which you didn't, some of which you've been waiting about since Toy Fair 2012. So it's a great time to be alive, because being dead sucks. It's science fact. Anyway, see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This is Adam Paulus signing off. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and elsewhere. On Facebook right now, we're giving away a $100 gift certificate at Entertainment Earth. So if you'd like $100 worth of fantastic action figures, toys, or collectibles of your choice, you might want to follow us on Facebook or Twitter or our daily news feed, because that's how you find out how to enter. See you guys next time.